A nonprofit organization conducted a survey which looked at public opinion over single women's pregnancy issues. Results showed that approximately 90% of respondents support the idea that single women can have a baby out of wedlock. But when you look at the Chinese law so far, single ladies being pregnant is certainly not encouraged. So let's look at the survey first. And what is public opinion on this issue of single women having children out of wedlock?
Sure. So the organization's name is Single Women's Right to Give Birth Group. It's a very specific group, and it did a survey that include more than 2,000 people. So the result shows that 86.8% of the respondents expressed their support to single women who want to have kids without getting married. 76.2% of the respondents supported couples with companion lesbians to have children, and 78.1% of the respondents believed that single lesbians should have the right to have children. And most of the respondents who were against such ideas were male and heterosexuals. And there's also a questionnaire asking people's opinion, and apparently many people think that single moms should have the right to get relevant social welfare. And they also think our society is in the stage that are welcome to new family structures, and also they suggest that single ladies should be able to get pregnant whenever they want. This is according to the result of the survey.
You know, looking at this, my first thought was, who filled this survey out? Because these percentages sound so strong, but yet depending on who they were talking to, who filled out these surveys, you know, through what mediums they reached certain people, I think that could give these kind of strong percentages, right? But like you had noticed and had said, maybe heterosexuals, and especially those being straight males, were some of the groups that were least supportive of this. And I think, you know, a lot of people would point a finger and say, why are you guys not supportive of this? And I don't know if I would necessarily fall into the camp, yes, I'm a straight male, but, you know, looking at this, I have nothing wrong with, you know, couples of similar same sex or this kind of thing. You know, I'm very open-minded, I think. But when it comes to raising a kid, there are these times where I think, you know, a single mom can definitely raise a kid, but I don't think that's also the best way to raise a kid. And I think as a son, for me, right? Actually, my mom, for so much of my life, my parents got divorced when I was so young. And we'll talk about kind of the psychology that happens when kids don't have a father present that I think I went through in my young days. But I think basically, you know, it's a lot more work for maybe single women or two women or just a family without a dad, maybe, because I think dads fill in this gap. Maybe they teach someone something, like for sons, I think they teach a son how to be a man. They learn how to maybe how society defines a man, and by doing so, they learn these traits and stuff from being with their father. I think that's definitely the case. I would say also, too, you know, I would say daughters. I think daughters learn how they should be treated by men when they see their father treat them certain ways and how they treat their mothers and this kind of thing. I think fathers provide an aspect of family that cannot be understated. And I think that's maybe where these heterosexual males come from. I don't think they're necessarily saying, oh, we are against, you know, women having kids and just being by themselves. But I think maybe at some point, I would like to think that they're saying, I think there's a point where a father does come to play that does add something to a child's childhood. So that's kind of what I see in the statistics.
Well, I do also have questions towards the result of the survey, because if you're taking a survey conducted by a group called Single Women's Right to Give Birth Group, It's kind of like you are already supporting the idea.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
The name doesn't have any question marks there. You know what's going
No.
on for sure.
But I also think I agree with Ryan that a child needs a male figure, strong male figure in their life so they can follow or they can learn to how to be a man in when they're growing up. But I don't think it's necessarily the father, that's the male figure. And for single moms, I think it's going to be really hard to get to raise a kid. But for those who like determined to be a single mom, who choose to be a single mom, who want a kid without getting married, I think they know what they're getting themselves into. And I think they have the strong mindset to raise a kid, to tell the kid how to grow up and what kind of male figure should they follow. And that is why I don't think it's impossible to do.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you guys that a child should have, I think, a strong male and a strong female figure, like both figures in their lives. So, but how do you see that role model? Who do you learn from? It's not necessarily something that must be taken up by the mom or the dad, but it's in traditional value that is probably the easiest way, most convenient way, and natural way in traditional eyes that it is from the mom and the dad. Is it best for the kid to get those very early ideas of what a mom or a woman should be like, and a dad and also a male should be like? So I can understand that, but where do you get that from? I think that is also something that is subject to debate in today's society, when also when you look at foreign experiences in such issue. There's one thing I like to revisit a little bit. That is also, I am kind of surprised to see such a high figure in terms of public opinion in supporting the idea of females, single moms that would have a kid out of
Wedlock,
wedlock.
yeah.
Yes. I think certainly the reach of those respondents of a survey is kind of a critical thing that needs to be figured out here. And also, it's an online survey conducted by this group. Yes, I guess a certain group of people is very easy for them to target to ha take this survey. And one thing that I like to see as social progress, more no matter what, even if we have our queries about this survey result, is I think today's Chinese society is becoming more free in offering people choices and what you see as possible for yourself and family construct. So that is one thing that I think it's a common phenomenon in today's society.
I would also say you're seeing a China where women are becoming more independent. They're probably more active in the workforce, or at least getting more high-end jobs, and so you have these women that are probably economically stable by themselves. And maybe, so that means they can be a little more choosy about who they call hubby or husband, or even if they want that.
Yeah.
And so I would say that these women are more independent more than ever before. They want the things in life that everybody else has, but maybe that perfect person hasn't popped into their life. And so now they're saying, I want to have a kid, but I just never met Mr. Right. And maybe it's because I was trying to be so independent. I've always wanted my own way, my own path. Whatever the reason is, there's probably a spectrum of reasons. But so these women are more independent than ever. I think that's great, honestly. But, maybe in some way they've paid a price for that. And that is, they never got to meet Mr. Right. They feel like I want a kid, but it just didn't happen, and I didn't want to settle. I wanted someone that was just right on my level, and I couldn't find it. And so now you have a growing population of probably ladies, I would say, in China, and in probably places like the U.S. and the U.K. and in so many places where you find women being independent, and they want these kids, but there's no dad. So I think that's perfectly fine. But to some extent, to want something everybody else has but never met Mr. Right, I don't think we can blame those ladies for wanting that.
Yeah, that's that want is something that I fully respect.
Yeah.
And life is not a fairy tale.
It's not fair. And it's not fair.
I'm sorry to admit
Whoa.
That. Yeah, to point
How motivational are we on this Monday?
But actually, I think accepting that life is not the perfect picturesque life that everybody has, I think that's fine. And that is opening eyes to reality. And that is important to realize. But what do you have that's less than ideal? And that is your life. You need to live it. And some ladies are saying that for whatever reason, maybe I couldn't find a man that I want to do this with, that is have a child with. But also having a baby could be one of the natural calls you hear in your heart. And should that be allowed? And I think I'll ask you guys, should that be allowed?
Well, for me, I think it certainly should be allowed. And to continue a little bit about our conversation earlier about you should have a mother figure, and well, female figure and a male figure in your family thing. But I think in ancient China, maybe when a man is allowed to marry a lot of women, I don't think those moms have a lot of support from their husband, well, like now. And also, we've talked about raising your kid like a widow when you are married in previous episodes of Roundtable, because sometimes fathers are not that present. And so I think for each and every family, you have something in your family, and there's always the absence of something, maybe the absence of money, maybe a very, very happy family is not that common to see. There's you always will find something missing, but it shouldn't be a reason for you to stop doing what your heart telling you to do. So if you're a single woman and wanted to have a kid, of course you should have it, but just consider every possible aspect before you do that.
Yeah, I think also too, you know, what doing what you've never done before, you can't even begin to expect what all the obstacles that will come. And I'm not saying this to deter any ladies from going after what they want, but I'm just saying, do your research and make sure that's what you want, because you'll be out of work for a while. You'll have to go through all of these things, maybe by yourself. And hey, I'm sure you're a strong lady already. You're very independent, and my hat is off to you. But I'm saying, make sure you expect the unexpected. Try to know everything about what would come from doing something like this. And, you know, talking about the importance, hold on one sec, I want to talk about what Nuhong Lin had said. Specifically, according to a 2007 UNICEF report on the well-being of children in economically advanced nations, children in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. rank extremely low in regard to social and emotional well-being in particular. Now, I would say if single women were allowed to be able to pursue this kind of stuff, though I think it happens through different means, often the father leaves, but in this kind of way, I think we're very progressive in this kind of way in the U.S. for single ladies. We try to come up with a lot of actual like programs to maybe help these ladies deal with the burden of having kids by yourself, though it's not easy, I don't think, by any means. But you'd say, with that being done, actually, why are we seeing, according to a 2007 UNICEF report, that our kids are actually having so many problems socially and emotionally in particular? And a lot of these actually, Nuhong Lin, do come from not having a father in their life. And I'll talk about just a few. Children's diminished self-concept and compromised physical and emotional security. Children's constantly report feeling abandoned when their fathers are not involved in their lives. Behavioral problems. Fatherless children have more difficulties with social adjustment and are more likely to report problems with friendships and manifest behavioral problems. 71% of high school dropouts are fatherless. 85% of youth in prison have absent fathers. Fatherless children are more likely to smoke, drink, abuse alcohol and drugs in childhood and adulthood. Homelessness, 90% of runaway children have no father. So I think you can say, of course, maybe the father ran out or under all these different things. But the UNICEF report I had just mentioned just said not having a father there. So regardless, we can see that in a family, a father does play a lot of role, and a lot of those percentages you just heard were pretty high, and there's a lot more actually. So I think there is this understatement on the role of a strong male figure, and I agree what you said is a single lady can do this. She can. But under some circumstance, I think she'll need help. That's what I'm saying is know this. Because I think having a kid, that's great. Good for you. And I think you already are providing that strong female figure by doing what you're doing. But I think if you have a male friend or your father or someone that is strong, you should have them also very present in that kid's life. Because I think it will help.
Yes, I think I see eye to eye with you on this one, Ryan. But I actually have questions for the figures that you've just cited.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be more comprehensive and persuasive if there is another study that is done alongside. That is, look at the socioeconomic situation of these families. Because maybe the reason why that these kids didn't perform as well or turn out to be that much of a socially acceptable person is because of difficulties in the family. Without the male figure, then maybe the finances aren't maintained to a certain level, amongst other reasons. I think it's probably not completely rational to only single out that it is because of the lack of a father figure.
I would say, though, from personal experience of only getting to see my father on the weekends for my childhood, that definitely gave me a lot of problems in my childhood as well. And I do think it's, though, you know, I did have a dad and I got to talk to him on the phone. That was on the phone. And we've had so many conversations about how a relationship on the phone is probably hardly anything but a relationship. But without going into it too much, I strongly come from the camp that I do think you will have, regardless of economic, socioeconomic things going on in your family's life, I think this report is merely saying, I think you'll see wealthy families, that father gets a divorce and he's just not there. Or, you know, in a family where the father just runs out. Just this survey said, fathers that are not there, you will see problems with the kids under any circumstance, but basically that father not being there. That's the understanding I got, so that we can apply it to a wide range of things. But I think definitely fathers are important.
Yeah, one thing I do have to say here that is not so much relevant to our topic, but I do have to say is that if any women out there are listening and you're in an unhappy marriage, don't stay in that marriage because you think it's good for your kid. Because an unhappy family would do a lot bigger harm.
Yeah, and you know, I also wanted to jump back here to talk about, according to U.S. consensus, 6 of 10 children living with only their mother were at or below the poverty line created. Basically, there's a lot of single moms in the U.S. and they're in need of aid. And so to kind of talk about that just real quick, we have a lot of, in the U.S., programs to help these single moms. One's called the Temporary Aid for Needy Families, and it gives them a monthly paycheck cash grant every month for 2 years. And it has requirements that these women need to be working a certain amount of time, depending on how old their child is. Also, they get access to Medicaid. If you're a woman in the U.S., you're about to have a kid, you can apply for Medicaid. It'll help you cover parental care and childbirth, this kind of stuff. So, you know, also Section 8 housing to help you afford affordable housing, food stamps, this kind of thing. But, you know, that also paints a really good picture. Is like, I don't think it is easy to raise a kid alone. And I think many times the single ladies in the U.S., they need this help, because under those terms, it's not often an easy thing to do, even financially.
Yes, I think I absolutely agree with that point. And I also agree, I'm agreeing a lot today with Neil Holian, with their previous point that bad kids can come out of every type of family. It's not something that we can single out that it's one particular type of family that churn out particularly X and Y kind of kids per se. And also, I think it's very interesting and also kind of encouraging to see that there is social change that in public opinion the acceptance as such in this issue. But what about the reality for these moms in China that want to have kids out of wedlock?
Well, as a woman wanting to have a baby or a family, you do need a certificate allowing to have it. We call it 准生证. And also after the baby is born, you do need to get the baby a 户口, which is the household registration system in the system. And later on, and during the pregnancy, you need some medical checkups. So all those procedures should be done in a very legal process, and that process is extremely difficult if you're a single mom.
Yeah.
Yes, those are definitely some very real obstacles for these single ladies to face, and also I think that is a reason why that a lot of Chinese women feel that there is not really an option of you becoming a single mom, because it is just that hard.
It's difficult.
Yes, and as we've talked about so many times on this show, being a parent is hard enough.
Yeah. Being a parent is hard enough, I'm sure.
Yes, but I guess in today's Chinese society, though, I think it is a promising thing that at least people are seeing more options.
Yeah.
And surely the sophistication of a society can be measured by its tolerance towards different kind of groups, different people with different kind of needs. And that is what we see slowly happening in China as a very traditional society moves on in this modern era. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.